Welcome to your Christmas Eve holiday special. Today is December 24th. The year is 2020. This published audio recording is intended to help expose to you some of the better ideas that have been coming across from a bunch of different other publications, and should help you to do your job better, to do your work better, to expose your better ideas as well. If you have anything to expose, whether it be your business or your skills or your resume, maybe you're offering a job to other people, contact us at Publish on the Brax app, or visit the website brax.me and chat with Publish, and do a private chat. That way we'll be able to enjoy some privacy together and enjoy the fresh air like we are right now with our air filters. If you would like to buy an air filter, you're welcome to from our many different storefront locations all over the world, and we will deliver it to you at your location for additional cost. So enjoy the fresh air. The real fresh air. We're hearing advertising about remotepc.com, which just the name of it sounds like a remote access Trojan. So it's called remotepc.com, and I would imagine you're able to use the PC from other locations. But maybe there's a back door so they also can use your PC from other locations. That would be very easy, right? So now NPR says when Trump leaves office, like he lost the election to Biden. And then it is the Biden threat of Biden is looking to reunite our families. So, if he doesn't get in, then he's not going to reunite our families. But, Biden's trying to reunite our families, and give our children back to us, which obviously is a lie. If you're going to return our children or help our children to associate with their parents, which is their human right, natural right, constitutional right, basic fundamental right all over the entire world, you're just going to do it. You're not going to say you're going to do it and you need some law to happen or some judge to make an order or some whatever. You're going to do the right thing. So, and if they really were going to return our children, that they would just return our stolen children. It's free to do this. It's been free for millions of years that humans have existed. So they can return our stolen children for free, and they don't need more of our taxes to return our families together. It costs money, costs our taxes to keep us separated from our families. You have to pass orders. You have to create buildings. You have to have acute care facilities. You have to have NCOs. You have to have the VAWA. You have to have all different types of things to misuse our taxes to break apart our families. If you would just stop spending money on this crap, then the boot would be off our neck, and our families would easily be reunited. Even if we didn't have access to easy transportation or whatever it is that you're trying to keep us from with your death shots. So, ski and snowboard bus available for private adventures. If you would like to have you as a single person or as a group, a family, you know, parents, children, friends, high school group, college group, senior group, whatever type of group it is, contact Publish on the Brax.me app or visit the website Brax.me, do a private chat with Publish, and we will be able to provide you with these ski and snowboard buses. And we have vans, we have buses, we have cars, all available for your private adventures. There is plenty of snow sports that will be ongoing in the Flagstaff area, and we are not going to be dependent on their lifts and their private property and their resorts to use our natural wonders, which is the side of a mountain in this case, with a plank tied to our feet. So we have snowmobiles as well, so you can rent snowmobiles, or you can also join up with others, and they'll take you up in snowmobiles, drive you up. You can snowboard down, and we have a group doing that. So let us know that you're interested, and we will connect you with them. Your publishing house is still offering ski and snowboard waxing and tuning ongoing through the whole season. So, you know, when you're ready to go skiing, before you go do it, bring your skis or your snowboard into us and we'll tune it up. Make sure it's got some nice fresh wax. There's no big gouges in the bottom. We'll do our best to repair whatever we can. We'll figure out some way for you to pay for it. We'll make it very inexpensive, you know, whatever you can afford, and you can even trade for something if you want, or trade your skill for something. We're doing ATV repairs. So if you have an all-terrain vehicle and you want to repair that vehicle during the winter holiday here, we have the ability to do that. Just contact us at Publish and we will refer you to our associates. And we do have ATVs available for use in the backcountry with your family this Christmas and New Year's holiday. So it looks like Trump pardoned a guy that pleaded guilty to making moonshine in 52 from a fake news source, but that sounds interesting. And of course, Trump sounds like pardoned Joe Arpaio from Arizona. And Arizona is still allowing people to sue until they are 30 if they were raped as a child. Again, Arizona is still allowing people to sue until they're 30 if they were raped as a child. This is only until the end of the year 2020. Of course, the courts are closed and you can't do anything about it, even if you want to petition this or sue, as they're saying. There's also no communication to the people that were raped, so they miss this deadline, which is at the end of this year. So you have to use your holidays now to sue your rapist if they raped you as a child, or else you don't get to if you're under the age of 30 up until the end of this year. And we should be thankful to them because they extended the deadline to the age of 30. It's just ridiculous. You know, if you guys are raped and you want to get, you know, some real justice happening, because obviously your Department of Justice isn't serving you because they're not letting you get in. They don't have a hotline for you to call to file. They have nothing. It's just, you know, if you were raped as a child and you're under 30, you have until the end of this year. Otherwise, no one cares about you anymore. Well, we still care, right? And we're not going to ignore you, and we're going to help get your story out. We've gotten out many rape stories I mean, we've gotten stories out about, you know, the manager, Guido-looking goblin, Guido Goblin manager of No Lie Brewery in Spokane, sexually molesting his female and male staff, as well as the female and male and children clients. And the owner, John, put up with it and then allowed the people to be fired who would bring concern to John about Guido Casey, the goblin manager, sexually assaulting them on a regular basis. And essentially every one of the staff and the clients mentioned this, so it's obviously a problem. Let's see, we have advertising again for now. Instead of being divorce, it's men's problems, right? We have women's health. Women get to be healthy and men have problems, right? So Cordell and Cordell will give you legal information about your men's problems and how about your problem with women who cry wolf, right? It's like the legal system is designed to extract the money and tell men that they're bad and tell men that they have a problem, and they never go after the real problem, which is the people who are crying wolf. They're saying, oh my, this man is the problem. This man is he's scary, and this man has a gun, and this man has hair on his face, and this man has hair in his chest. You know, it's just they just can't handle men for some reason. They've been brainwashed to hate men, which is destroying themselves, because men obviously want to work together with women just like women want to work together with men, right? So we need to stop the problem of the women who cry wolf and the men who cry wolf. You know, there's some beta male old cuck males that cry wolf out there. I've seen it. So how about you go after them? How about you go after the cry wolf? Right. Oh, you can't, because that's still only for the DA, and the DA wants to have sex with all the women, right? So they hire all the sexy women to work at the DA's office, and then they have cases that only attack men from the DA's office, and that you don't have to choose the DA. The DA is appointed for you, and the taxes, which are taken from you without your choice, are then given to the DA. That's how it works. So, 49 Steps to Bring Down America by the KGB. Going to be checking this out. Do not ever use, unless you're more of a cybersecurity expert than a person by the name or the pseudo-anonymity of Rob Braxman, do not use Facebook, do not use anything related to Apple, do not use YouTube, and do not use Spotify, ever. Unless you're using it for other cybersecurity purposes, and you're better at cybersecurity than Rob Braxman, and you can contact Rob Braxman on the Brax app too. You can contact Robraxman on the Brax app and ask him why they should not be using Facebook, Apple, YouTube, or Spotify right now at all. They should completely boycott them. They should remove their information from it, store it somewhere else, store it on Brax. You know, there's been people calling in saying that Trump has got peace in the Middle East, and that's fake news. Trump has not brought peace to the Middle East. I don't know to what degree he's brought peace to the Middle East, but there isn't total peace in the Middle East. And it's partly our fault, the taxpayers of the United States, because we are still killing enemy combatants, that's humans, aka human people, in Syria and in Iraq that we post on the inherentresolve.mil strike releases. Look them up yourself. We're killing them. We're bombing their caves. We're destroying their shelter. And I'm not exactly sure why, to be honest, anymore. If we can't figure this, I mean, we've been doing this for years and years and years and years and years, the same bombing, the same area. What's the problem here? So, you know, and that was October, November strike releases. So what, you know, when you say Trump has brought peace to the Middle East, you're lying. He hasn't. He's still using our taxes. He still has our troops in the Middle East killing other humans. And this didn't, you know, it's not Trump as orange man bad. It's not Trump's fault or whatever. I mean, this has been going on, you know, Bush and Obama and Clinton. And before that. And no, I'm not leaving our home nation. No, we're not leaving our home nation for a vacation in Israel. There's no reason for that. There's people in your home, people in your home nation that are starving, freezing to death, dying in the streets, and you want to go on vacation in Israel. Like some freak show. Who do you worship? Post, you know, everyone needs to stop using Amazon. Everyone stops using Zoom. No using Walmart. Pick up your food, your nuts, your fruits, veggies, your beans, your water, your whole grains, all of this in the most natural community way you can. And we appreciate all of you. We want to remind everyone that we did hear the transmission from Peggy, who is... we gave an address where we believe she's at. She explained over the transmission, which was interrupted, we believe, by her not being able to see the button correctly to transmit. But we're glad that she's doing well, and we're looking forward to hearing her more regularly. I know there's many others who are as well. We're all sinners. No one's perfect. We all have disabilities. Peggy can't see. We can't hear. There's others that can't do other stuff. There's others that can't walk. They can't talk. They can't do whatever it is. But we, here at your publishing house, believe that your disabling conditions improve your other skills because you have to use your other skills in a more effective way. So we want to expose those abilities that you do have and bring those to light and share those with a population that can benefit from them, like you. So thank you again for listening to this Christmas Eve holiday special. We're looking forward to the next in the series of the holiday specials, which is going to be the Ghost of Christmas Future. Coming up again, it is December 24th. The year is 2020. All my love to my family and those who are close to me, those who care for me, those friends, those great people in my life that have helped to support me and keep those who I care for alive, like our children. And share their Share the best gift that you can ever share with them, which is their most basic human right to associate freely and be parented by their other parent.